Hi, my name is Polly Ann, and my mother, Leota Niederhauser, bought this building in the late 1970s. As a mother to nine children, of which I am the youngest, she ran many family businesses in this building that she affectionately referred to as her farm. Among them were her real estate office, still owned today by my sister Molly Jo, and one of the best pizza places Mount Vernon has ever known called Jabo's, which my brother ran. Also, Hilltop Antiques, an annex to the antique shop I opened down the street in 1991 and still run today. Enjoy yourselves while you sit on my mom's memorial bench out front. Leota truly was one of Mount Vernon's finest ambassadors. This building was constructed by E.D. Walne in 1881. It is probably the second building on this site, known locally as the Walne Corner. The Walne building is constructed of soft brick, which was made here in Mount Vernon using a wood-fired kiln. In this traditional method of brickmaking, the temperature is never high enough to produce the harder grade of brick that we know today. The builders of later buildings in the downtown utilized hard brick, fired with gas at a higher temperature, and shipped in by railroad. Although it may appear to be two buildings, this structure was actually built at the same time. Buildings like this were common in Midwestern small towns and were known as merchant blocks, which means they housed two or more stores under one roof, decorated on the upper level as one structure. Note the pressed tin decorations on the facade, such as the hoods over the windows. The Walne building is a wonderful surviving example of 19th century merchandising and building sensibility. Elijah Dick Walne was a prominent early resident of Mount Vernon. In fact, Walne was one of the men who laid out the village on September 20, 1847, and he also operated the town's first general store and was the town's first postmaster. Walne served in the Iowa legislature and was one of the founders of Cornell College, to which he contributed money and his time as the first secretary of the Board of Trustees from 1853 until 1867. Walne also was a farmer, a county assessor, a justice of the peace, and the father of 11 children. Walne died in 1896 at the age of 81.